Boats is specialized. I'll say the flight training operator shall have available for use in flight training a properly certified aircraft for use in the flight instruction being offered.
But I don't understand. I'm having heartburn, or not heartburn, but I'm having trouble with where does he become a freelance to a flight school?
Well, see, when you take those words out, now he could be a freelance, and it doesn't apply. And now you have potentially what we had before, somebody who's out here operating kind of like Garrett was, but not meeting the requirements we were imposing on Garrett, which is, you know, we're allowing economic discrimination, which violates our grant assurances. And
how is that? I'm not buying that, Jim. How is that economic discrimination?
Well, the case that we had with the complaint with the FAA was, you know, we were requiring Garrett to carry insurance, have a certain number of aircraft, and he was doing the same thing that this guy that had his little Cessna 150 out here. We didn't require insurance of him. He wasn't paying any rent.
But that wasn't imposed by this standard. That was a lease that Garrett signed into. That's a negotiated lease.
It doesn't matter, because we were imposing through the lease conditions on Garrett that we were not imposing on somebody else doing the same thing.
The law allows you to be more restrictive, and you didn't have to be more restrictive.
But you know, we had imposed that on Garrett, and then this guy came along afterwards, and we should have imposed the same thing on him.
You didn't impose it. It was a set of conditions that was negotiated as part of that lease.
No, but at the time, that was the minimum standards that was in effect at this airport.
Right. But now that's going to go away because you're going to have much simpler language.
Right. The only thing I'm sitting here mulling over is one word is an airplane. I like the language that Julie came up with, Ed, except appropriately certificated for the instruction being given. Okay? What you don't want, which I've seen, is people are given instrument flight instruction, an airplane that's not certified in current for instrument flight. Here's an example. The only thing if I didn't say yay or nay when you raise your vote, I was just mulling over that. Should we have that language to make certain that if we have somebody here running a flight school, just simply say, if you're going to be given instrument instruction, make sure it's an airplane that's instrument equipped and certified.
That's what it says.
In other words, just say appropriate to the instruction being given.
That's what it says, properly certified aircraft for the use in the flight instruction being offered.
Okay, if that's the interpretation.
What's that?
I have a problem with that. I wouldn't think that you would try to teach me instrument training without really knowing how to do that.
No.
It's not a matter of knowing how to do it. It's the airplane being properly certificated at the time for what you're doing.
You have to have certain equipment on that airplane for it to be instrument rated.
I understand, but why would somebody try to do that if they're not? They don't have that.
You could do it. For example, the altimeter has to be looked at every 24 months. Okay, the pedostatic on an aircraft. Somebody doesn't have that done. They can still instruct instrument in VFR conditions.
Well, the plane's supposed to be certified.
Yeah, it's just a matter of quality.
Then they said plane's supposed to be certified.
The airplane can be certified, but not necessarily certified. For instance, I've got a Cessna 150. Yeah. I keep it over Cambridge. It's certified for VFR flight only. It has the proper instruments in there. It could be used as an instrument flight training, but it hasn't had an IFR check to be legal for instrument flight in years.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if a flight instructor wants to come here and wants to give instrument flight instruction, it should be in an airplane that is current instrument certified. Now, that airplane is currently licensed and legal for me to fly VFR anywhere in the world. It's just not current. I have not gone to the extra standard of taking it up to an instrument shop and having it certified for instrument flight. You see? I was just thinking properly certificated for the flight instruction being given.
That's what
so
it says.
If you have instrument flight instruction, you've got an airplane that's instrument certified.
Okay.
or if that's the, if, if that's